Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Happy Tuesday and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio. I'm your co-host, Michelle Pache, and I'm here today with Dr. Tim Hayes. We warmly welcome you to the show and thank you for choosing to be with us. Today is October 15th. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Press 1, and that puts you into queue to talk with Dr. Tim. We would love to hear your comments and questions, because then that makes this your show. So now, let's welcome Dr. Tim in the process of learning and practicing forgiveness.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for being here to work the switchboard and the chat room. It's an honor to be here and to share with you the tools that give us access to the ancient Aramaic process of forgiveness. And probably the most important thing to be said about it is that forgiveness is a totally and completely inside job. It has nothing to do with anyone or anything outside of me. It has to do with the thoughts, the energies, the beliefs, the perceptions which I create, and the literal hallucinations that I create to convince me that someone outside of me is responsible for what I'm feeling inside. And there's an ancient technology for helping me tune into that and remove anything in my experience which is generating anger, fear, sadness, pain, hurt, confusion, shame, guilt, vengeance, and restore my conscious awareness to my true nature as the energy of love. And that tool is available on the website, www.whyagain.org. On almost every page, the link near the top on the left-hand side that says Start Here. When you click on that page, it takes you to another page where you get free access. And by free, I mean completely free. You don't even have to enter your email address to be put on some list. You click the links, it opens up the PDF files, and you can read Dr. Rice's chapter 24 of his book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again?, in which he outlines the worksheet process and the importance of it and the mechanics of it. And then you can click on another link and download a PDF file, which has the most recent version of the 7-step reality management worksheet. Print it out and start using it. Then you can download 6 other files that are audio files of recordings of this internet show where Dr. Rice and Jeannie have stepped people through the worksheet process, real people working through real problems using this reality management worksheet process to remove whatever doesn't belong in their energy system and restore them to their conscious awareness of their true nature as love. So that process is available. It's free, not easy, but it's simple. And it can be done. It can be something that's practiced until it becomes habitual, and it can change your life for the better, one worksheet at a time. So let's check with Michelle and see if some of the noises I heard there were Dr. Rice on the phone or anybody else with their hand up.
No, we got several people listening already, and I don't know, I'm going to turn off my space heater, maybe something's resonating there. I liked what you said at the beginning. I, too, feel being part of this daily radio show is an honor. And I noticed that I'm doing worksheets in my sleep. I think the daily attention to the time talking about the concepts with you over the radio show and support group and then working with my clients, it feels like a 24-hour conversation now.
Well, that's a good thing. It really does need to become a part of our mental exercise and habit if we're going to have any hope of undoing the conditioning. And the conditioning that I personally went through for at least 45 years, even though I had been trained as a psychologist, and it was at least, there were at least still big chunks of my training as a psychologist that focused on what other people made me feel and about how I needed to have other people agree to change their behavior so I could feel differently. And the idea that anybody outside me needs to change instantly throws away the keys to happiness. The minute I think anybody outside me needs to change in order for me to be happy, the keys to happiness are lost because it's completely an inside job. And while I'm the only one who can be responsible for and control my emotions and reactions, I am also unable to control or be responsible for the emotions and reactions of anybody else. So this is one of the themes that's come up so far today in my work and last night in seeing clients, and that is the idea that people want somebody else to learn to do worksheets. They want somebody else to acknowledge that they're the only ones that can create anger or fear or sadness in their life. And my work with clients is 100% focused on bringing them back to the reality, the actuality that they're the only ones they can influence. And so every bit of energy that I spend focused on trying to get somebody else to change is energy that's wasted. And in that process, as we were mentioning yesterday, if my advice for someone is that they need to learn to change, that's advice I need to be taking, because I will never formulate advice for someone else that isn't exactly what I need to be doing in my own life. And any amount of frustration, irritability, anger, hurt, shame, tension, anxiety, fear, sadness, any amount of that is my warning sign that my internal thoughts are off target. And if I am interested in restoring my focus of my conscious awareness to my true energy as love, I can use that upset as the key way to the actual source within me of the pain I'm experiencing. And if I identify the goal I have for something in my life or for some person in my life to change or be different in any way, and if I'm willing to give up my need to be right and cancel that goal, take a few deep breaths and look inside, I can follow that right down to the source of the pain within my own mind and body. And that's what the worksheet process steps us through. That's the key to my loving experience with life, my joyful, energetic, compassionate experience with life, is to understand that anything that's less than that in my experience is being held within my mind and my body. It's being created inside me, and in this moment, I have access to it. In this eternal moment, I can access the kingdom of heaven. in this eternal moment, I can choose to teach only love. In this eternal moment, I can choose to be gentle with myself. I love the words of, there's an older Jewish Buddhist, and I forget her name right now, it might be Elizabeth, but she says that whenever she realizes she's angry or hurt or scared, she places her hand over her own heart and says to herself, "Sweetheart, you're in pain. Take a breath. Take another breath. We'll look at what's going on, and then we'll decide what to do. But right now, sweetheart, you're in pain." She has learned to speak gently to herself. She has learned that she needs the same compassion that she thinks she should be offering someone else. And it's through this recognition that everything I'm feeling, I'm creating, and that the only way out is through, and that any tool I use is going to produce results exactly like the tool. So if I say to myself with anger and frustration, "Oh, you idiot, why aren't you doing all that stuff you teach everybody else to do, Dr. Tim? Why are you being so hard on yourself? Why are you letting yourself getting distracted with angry thoughts?" I am sowing the seeds of anger. I am sowing the seeds of insult. I am sowing the seeds of tension and frustration and judgment into my mind and my energy experience, and I will have more of that. And if I take the advice of this Jewish Buddhist and I gently breathe and I hold my hand over my heart and I say, "Sweetheart, Timmy, you're in pain. Take a breath, relax, we'll look at what's going on, and then we'll decide what to do. But for now, go easy on yourself, you're in pain." Then I have sown the seeds of compassion, I have sown the seeds of awareness, of love, and I will reap more of that energy in my life. So, this is what we're here to help people with. This is the essence of our work, is about love and compassion and the recognition of our role as creators in our own lives. Dr. Rice loves to talk about how probably the greatest travesty that's ever been committed against human beings is the idea that we have been taught that we are not creators. And in reality, all the great spiritual traditions recognize that we are creators because we are choosing the focus of our mind energy. And mind energy is a creative force in the universe. And as far as we know, we are the only animals who are capable of originating that creative mind energy. And all the ancient traditions teach us, you reap what you sow. And if you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. And if you sow abundantly, you'll reap abundantly. Ask, and it is given. Knock, and it shall be opened. These are statements of natural law. And if I sow the seeds for anger, vengeance, confusion, pain, all I can expect to grow in that field are crops of anger, fear, confusion, and pain. And if I want something different in my life, I have to choose to originate exactly what I would want. Dr. Rice has one of his video lectures, and it's a lesson from A Course in Miracles called A New Beginning. And in it, it describes how the Course in Miracles tells us that we need to decide when we get up in the morning what kind of day we want to have. And then we need to go about our day giving that to other people. And as we give that kind of day to other people, we create that kind of day for ourselves. Figure out what you want in your life and start creating it and giving it to others. And you will be sowing, you will be planting the seeds for that to appear in your life more and more and more. So that's our introduction. Let me just check in with Michelle to see if there's any questions or comments based on that so far.
Well, I have some comments. Basically, when you first talked about the 45 years prior and, you know, how much work needs to happen to undo that, I started thinking about, I've got 30 years, and looking back at some of the training that I've done, whether it was landmark education, my training in existential psychology, books like Conversations with God, Katie Byron, Course in Miracles. What I think is most fascinating now is that when I look back at that prior work, it seems to be a lot more clear, a lot more brilliant, a lot more aha, though, so that's what they were talking about. Because, like I've always said, this is more practical application, like news you can use, versus some of the concepts and these other things, which are more theoretical or, you know, lofty and not really such a specific, concrete, practical application about moving it. So I just find the whole, like, process more and more fascinating. It was really helpful to me what you shared last week when I brought up a question in terms of kind of like self-sabotage. And what you had said is the stronger, well, this isn't maybe a quote, but basically the stronger resonance rule. And so that unconsciously your behavior is driven even though you might not know what's going on, so that you only can look at your results rather not that what you think you want or intend, but there could be a stronger force at play unconsciously. And so noticing that and then going to work to kind of bring it up and out so it can heal just was a different way of speaking on it. And I've been thinking about that over the weekend and now, and it's just, I just wanted to thank you because that was really helpful to me, because it sort of loosened the frustration about why is this like this, whether it's myself or my clients, you know, where we're stuck. And then, oh, so that's what's going on. It just made a lot of sense to me.
Well, I'm glad it made sense.
Yeah.
It's very startling when I hear neuroscientists today estimate that if I'm really focused and really paying attention, I will be able to be aware of about 5 out of every 100 thoughts that go through my mind. That means 95% of the thoughts that feed my preferences and my decisions and my emotional generators are outside my conscious awareness. And so if I realize that and I wake up and I'm being vigilant about what I'm creating internally in each moment, then I can use an impulse to eat a fatty food or procrastinate a phone call or be angry at somebody. I can use the impulse as my wake-up call to get me to stop in my tracks, take a deep breath or two, do a quick canceling of a goal, or actually pull out a worksheet and realize that the impulse to go against what I have logically, consciously chosen is a warning to me that I'm being motivated by or driven by something that's outside my conscious awareness. And if I choose to initiate and then practice vigilance, I can get much, much better at staying awake and aware in the moment. I'm still only going to be aware of 5%, of the thoughts going through my mind, but I can use the impulses generated by the other 95% as an alarm system rather than simply a compass and go trekking off in whatever direction they want to pull me, if that makes sense.
No, it makes great sense. I mean, it sounds like we have so little control, and even just recognizing that that's in play is a leg up. Let me take another, you know, piece of ground here to move my love intention forward. So yeah, I just hadn't heard that before, and it just sort of gives me some comfort and a reassurance that you know, that I can be in the right directions, even though it doesn't always appear that way. Just keep plugging at it. So Richard's on the phone, though. He's put his hand up, so let's say good afternoon to him. Hey, Richard, how are you from Ithaca?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
Good. Say, Dr. Tim, I was just wondering, you mentioned the Jewish-Buddhist, was that Tara Brach you were thinking of?
No, she's older. This woman is older than Tara. Tara is wonderful, and you've sent me a number of different links to her talks and her blog posts and things, but this, her name will come to me, and I'll maybe put it in the chat room, but this is an older woman who's Jewish and has been studying Buddhism for years, and that's kind of a dichotomy there that most people don't blend, the Judaism and Buddhism, but she does it beautifully, and she's very gentle in her speech.
Well, I think that's the same. You could, the description would describe Tara, too, so that's why I thought of her. Anyway, that's basically what I was wanting to ask you about. So have a good day.
All right, you too. Thanks, Richard.
There's actually a term for that. It's called Jubu. I'm not making it up.
Okay, well, that's a good thing, because you could get in trouble for making up stuff.
No, I know. I didn't.
So, we'll. I'll see if we get another caller on, if Michael comes on, if I can take a moment to search for that woman's name. But she's done some wonderful interviews on different NPR shows. There was a show I thoroughly enjoyed. It was called, it changed its name recently to On Being. Are you familiar with that show from NPR?
No, not so much.
And she just interviews lots and lots of very bright people from different religions and different political perspectives. And she's a fascinating interviewer, and she had this woman on. So I'll look that up and see if I can't get her name for Richard. As a Jewish Buddhist, I'd love to know how they like that nickname. If they're truly Buddhist, they probably enjoy it, because there's a tremendous sense of humor that runs through Buddhism. So do we have anybody else with their hand up?
No, not right now. Do you know that he has more than one phone, does he? Like, it's going to be the 818 that he was using yesterday?
Oh, no. No, I think he's on an app, and it could change. So, but I'm also pretty sure he would put his hand up if he were there.
Okay.
Did he put his hand up yesterday when he was on 818?
Yes, he did. He did. You're right. So that would be the clue then for me, because I see some other ones that are similar, but I'm not sure. But we've got a hand up right now from 970. So 970, hi, welcome. You're here. Where are you calling from?
Hey, you guys. This is Carrie. Hi, Dr. Tim and Michelle.
Hi, Carrie.
I just buzzed in because I have a question for Michael, and then I was just realizing that he's not here, so I have a quote here by him and I'm trying to find it right now. I just realized the show was on. I'll tell you what, let me, and I don't know if you could answer it. So, something I wrote down a long time ago. Do you expect him to be on in a little bit, or?
Well, we're hoping, but they have been having adventures in Rome.
I bet. Well, I am just really galloping along, working to get this book done. I'm really close. I was hoping to have it to press about a week ago, but it's probably going to be another week before I'm really done. But I'm close. It's awesome. I'm really excited. And I guess I'll just sit and listen, and if Michael does call in, I'll ask him this question. I'll call back.
All right. Well, good luck with the book. We're looking forward to the news that it's finished and available. And if we can help, let us know.
Thank you so much. And I know I heard from somebody who was in Grand Rapids on Sunday night who heard Rex and Missy were both there, and they just absolutely loved it. They were so thrilled at what was shared and how transformational it is and being able to be part of this circle, and I'm just really excited about that. That was so nice.
Carrie, I'm so glad you said that. They're not on the radio today, but I'm going to see them tonight at our Mindshifters support group, and I'm sure they will be tickled that it went from Grand Rapids to you and then back again.
I know. It's really amazing how few degrees of separation there are between all of us, and I realize it more all the time.
So 970, I know some people call from Colorado. Is that where you are?
I'm a Colorado person, but I'm from Michigan originally, and I'm living in Grand Haven finishing the book right now because that's where my contributing author is. I'm really the one doing most of the writing, but she and I have kind of held a field together for about 30 years. In fact, she and I initially met Michael together around 1981 down in Florida, and an amazing unfolding of the journey since then. But this book is just kind of so exciting and so powerful, what is coming through, and it's very in alignment with this work, and it's just exciting.
Well, you better start breathing.
Yep. I know.
Beat me.
Believe me, it's taking me to my core. That's all I can say. Every day. I start every day with breathing. I end every day with breathing. I do worksheets, and it is powerful. The depth of transformation I'm going through to do it. So, anyway.
Actually, Carrie, I guess I apologize that I'm not more familiar with the background about the nature of the book. If you have some time, I'd love to hear what is...
Sure. I can tell you really quick. The book is called 21st Century Superhuman Quantum Lifestyle. And my whole background is running alternative health centers. I did that for many years, and it's a lot of what I've done. I worked with body electronics, as Rex did and Michael did, and I actually had a broken arm we healed in 6 hours with body electronics. But the whole premise of the book is really, it's about us being in cosmic influences right now that are basically called the shift of the ages. It is about how we're waking up to understanding quantum physics, and quantum physics really bridges over to the forgiveness work and clearing the ancient Aramaic forgiveness work and clearing whatever content is being carried in our subconscious that's resonating in our world that's creating our reality that we would like to change so we can be well, whole, and productive. And it's really been an amazing journey putting it together. It's probably almost a 500-page book when it's done.
Okay, so the shift of the ages piece, is that, like, supported energetically with, like, where the planet's positioned, like that? Is that what you mean?
Right. There's a lot of There's a German physicist by the name of Dieter Brohrs who's done a lot of research. He has a book out called Solar Revolution, and it's about where our solar system has moved to in its orbit through space, and that we're, and, you know, it's, a lot of it was in the Mayan calendar sharing that we would hit a certain point where we would have influences that would kind of accelerate our evolutionary cycle, which, so it kind of covers some of that research, you know, pulls some of that in, demonstrating where we are right now and why this waking up is going on and how important all these different key pieces are to facilitating that.
Okay, because last week I noticed in particularly that a lot of people had moved off their square, and that happened on Wednesday, October 9th, and someone I know had said something about an emerald light coming in and changing the vibration, and I had mentioned it, but I didn't know if that was something along the lines of kind of like opening the heart chakra that
opening the heart is definitely part of it, and we're going through one very intense astrological configuration after another. You know, they don't stop. We're going into a cycle right now with 4 or 5 eclipses in the next few weeks. By December, we hit a square that hasn't happened in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, and it's about the structural change of how things operate. But, you know, all of that is, all anything we can see in the outer is a product of the resonance we're carrying inside ourselves. And as Michael says, you know, the subconscious content. And so really the whole point of this book is reminding people that what our journey is about at this time in human history is to restore our true design, which is love. And as we do that, we change everything. We change how the cosmos moves. I mean, that's quantum physics. Quantum physics is, there's an experiment called the double slit experiment where they demonstrated, actually starting a couple hundred years ago, but they call it the most beautiful experiment. It's been done thousands of times all over the world, and it says the second our attention is placed upon the quote-unquote field of possibilities, which is the constantly emerging, flowing, creative source in the universe coming from what we call prime creator God. And our attention is placed upon that field consciously and subconsciously. And it's the subconscious part we have to become really aware of, which is what you guys are doing there, because that is also calling reality into being based upon our attention on the field of possibilities. It's amazing. I mean, we are in such amazing times. Amazing, 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 amazing. Because we have the ability to understand things that we never could understand before in human history. And because we're understanding those things scientifically, what was being tried to be taught to us spiritually throughout the ages finally makes sense. We are creative beings in a creative universe that is really operated by love, and anything that comes into being that is outside of love is part of the illusion. And the only way we shed it is by aligning ourselves fully with love.
I love hearing you talk. It makes a lot of sense, even though I don't understand everything. It just feels right.
Well, understand this. There's a very practical set of how-to tools to help you reach what Carrie was just talking about.
Absolutely.
It begins by simply picking up the reality management worksheet and applying it to anything inside your mind or body's energy system that feels less than that love she was just describing.
And a lot
of
my
books. Carrie, that's a wonderful explanation, and certainly
it
echoes what a lot of people are experiencing and what Michael keeps talking about as the critical mass that was referred to in the ancient teachings as a little leavening leavens the whole loaf.
And what you're talking about as
singers,
sorry.
More and more bumping into people who actually get the message and who are trying to live from that space of love and who are willing to pick up the tools.
Absolutely. And this, it's in the book, too. I mean, there's a whole chapter that's just on doing the goal canceling process and the reality management worksheets. And Michael's work is referred to in it. I consider it just probably one of the most major keys available to us right now in this evolutionary shift that's going on. It's what's been left out, you know, all soaked for so long, and it's so important.
Oh, that, this, amen to that. You're right. This is the missing part that pulls it all together. I totally
it
can
is.
See that.
It is. All right, well, listen, you guys, I'll sign off and keep at what I'm doing here, and I'll just leave you on, and if I hear Michael call in, I may call back to see if I can get that question answered. And meanwhile, much love and blessings to everyone who is listening and participating in this amazing process we're in that is the shift of the ages.
Well, thank you, Carrie, and please make sure you let us know here on the show as soon as there's some final copies ready.
I will. We're not very far away from it.
All right. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So, Michelle, anybody else with their hand up or any questions or comments stimulated by that talk with Carrie?
Nobody's got their hand up right now, so feel free to press 1 and you can be first in queue.
So there are lots of things happening. There are many, many different ways of experiencing and expressing the love, which is what we would say is your true nature. And one of the things Michael likes to say is, forget the words, move to the experience of being loved, feeling loved, having that warm, glowing energy resonating in your heart space. Think about holding a newborn, or if for some reason that's not a pleasant thought for you, think about the most loving interaction you've ever had with a person or an animal or yourself out in nature or yourself in relation to another human being. Most people who are even, I'd say, 16 to 18 years of age have a variety of different experiences that they could tap into, where if they stop and think and remember the most loving interaction they've ever had and breathe into it, they can literally get that energy rolling in their heart space again. They can literally tune into the vibrations that are trying to express through them as they focus their thoughts on that loving interaction or that sense of gratitude and satisfaction that they had at a peak moment in their life. And there are those who know, who study this, who know that if you sit and let yourself think about whatever thoughts start to resonate that energy and strengthen those thoughts and allow that energy to flow through you as a memory and as a living energy, you set up a vibration that attracts more of that into your life. There was a book titled, Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting. And she talked in that book about this very process, that it's not enough to just think positive thoughts. It's not enough to just robotically repeat positive affirmations. But tuning into the energy, remembering a time when you felt deep gratitude, remembering a time when you felt a tremendous sense of accomplishment, And sitting in that thought and allowing that energy to flow through you until you actually started to feel what you felt the first time it happened. And then making that a practice that you want to do daily, several times a day, that's an excellent way to attract more of that energy into your life. This isn't an energetic world. This is a world that functions on the law of resonance. And we can choose the focus of our conscious awareness in each moment. And as we do, we not only create our experience of life in that moment, but we literally choose the energy that we're pouring into our experience, and that is going to attract more of a similar kind of energy. So remember, every tool produces a result which is like the tool. And so if you want the experience of love and joy and gratitude and compassion and abundance in your life, you must choose to originate thoughts of joy and compassion and abundance moment to moment in your life. And you will be planting the seeds for what will return to you many times over. And if you find it difficult to do that, it's probably because you've got some energies that don't belong in your system. Some energies of trauma or sadness or anger or fear or pain or confusion. And that's where we would offer, it's time to take a few deep breaths, put your hand over your heart and say, sweetheart, you're in pain. Take a breath. We'll think about what's going on. We'll look at everything that's happening, and then we'll decide what to do. And then sometimes we'll pull out a reality management worksheet, and we'll specify all of the tricks of the conscious mind, trying to create a hallucination that tells me that someone or something outside of me is responsible for my pain. And then I'll put down what I think needs to change in order for me to be pleased or happy or at peace. And then I'll cancel that goal and ask for help in showing, being shown the hidden part of my mind that's actually creating my pain. And this powerful tool is available, as I said in the beginning of the show, absolutely free at www.whyagain.org. Click on the link that says Start Here. Go to the page where you can download the worksheet, Chapter 24 of Michael's book, and 6 audio downloads of shows just like this, where somebody called in, was brave, put their hand up and said, I've got a problem, can you help me with a worksheet? And there's a step-by-step set of procedures. And you listen to those a few times and you put the pen to the paper for yourself and watch your life change for the better. So that's what we're here to offer, and we're here to support anybody who wants to use those tools and or start their own support group. There's a support group happening tonight in Woodstock, Illinois, from 6:30 to 9:30 at the Unity Spiritual Center in Woodstock at 225 West Calhoun. And there's another one meeting somewhere in Michigan, isn't there, Michelle?
Yes, I don't know that I could rattle off the address as eloquently as that. Plymouth Congregational Church on Grand River, Mid-Lansing, sorry. Actually,
so
I noticed on the website.
Meet?
Oh, we meet from 7 to 9 every Tuesday.
And again, the church's name is what, in what town?
Oh, Plymouth Congregational Church on Grand River in Lansing, Michigan.
All right. Well, I'm sure that there will be a wonderful time had by all tonight in both groups, and I'm also pretty sure there are other groups meeting. And the last I heard, if you are interested in a group, you can check out on the website. There are quite a few groups that are listed on the whyagain.org website. And again, we're here to support you if you have the interest in this. We'd love to support you in starting your own group. If you've got two or more people, and you want to dedicate some time one night a week or even more often, all you need is a DVD or two and the free worksheets you can print off of the internet website and the willingness to look at what's actually eating you up from the inside out. And this process can help you dismantle it and restore your awareness to your true nature as love. And we'd be happy to, we'd be honored to be able to support you in doing that and answering any questions you have about the process. So the number is 646-200-4169. If you're on the phone and you have a question or a comment about anything you've heard so far today or yesterday or last week, we'd be happy to answer your questions or have your comments. In the meantime, let's just hope that Michael and Jeannie aren't stuck somewhere in Rome trying to hail a cab like they were yesterday.
I think they have some worksheet material in Rome. I saw Jeannie had made a comment about the level of rudeness she experienced and unhelpfulness in terms of being a tourist trying to get some needs met, whether it was by telephone or the cab issue. And it was kind of funny to see her, you know, identify with that. And I thought to myself, wow, it sounds like they have worksheet material.
Yeah, and it was cute to watch the different comments. You can tell by the people's comments where the different people are in their own journey. And some were just recommending holding the space of love, and others were remembering difficult times they had had in journeys in Europe. So it's very much an inside job, and whatever we think we see outside of us is all smoke and mirrors. And so here's to doing the breath work and choosing to teach only love in each moment and to extend that, the essence of our true nature, to each person and each interaction, moment to moment. I particularly like the work from A Way of Mastery and the essence of the material that I've seen come out of A Course in Miracles is described with far greater clarity and simplicity in the work of The Way of Mastery. And with humor at times. So I highly recommend that to people. And we have shown the DVD on the Aramaic Beatitudes at our support group. And last week we showed the DVD from Dale Allen Hoffman's the DVD, The Word, which is a collection of his highlights of his talks about the true meaning of some of the ancient Aramaic terms and some of the ancient Aramaic idioms that were used in Yeshua's time. And if you haven't tapped into Dale Allen Hoffman's work, I strongly encourage that. He has quite a bit of very nice material available for free off of his YouTube channel. He also has some CDs and DVDs that you can buy from his website, DaleAllenHoffman.com. And the thing that I really like about Dale and his work is that he is working not just as an academic, but he's working as a mystic. He's actually working to apply in his life the knowledge that he uncovers from his studies of the ancient masters and the language of Latin and Aramaic and the teachings of Yeshua and some other Christian mystics. He quotes people like Francis of Assisi and others, you know, when he says, what you are looking for is what is looking. So you're trying to find something outside of you that is your true essence. And Way of Mastery talks about that same thing and says, you're like someone who's been given the world's most precious jewel, and you hid it in one of your coat pockets. And you forgot that you had it and where you put it. And now you're racing around searching the coat pockets of everybody that you run into, frantically looking for what you actually already hold in your possession. So, believe it or not, you are the essence of love. Believe it or not, every negative thought you have about yourself is an active hallucination, and it's no more valid than the hallucination that there are pink pygmies hiding behind every bush and rock trying to shoot poison darts at you. And I offer a challenge to all those listening to start monitoring your own thoughts. And every time you have a negative thought about yourself, about something you did, about your true nature, about your looks, your weight, your intelligence, your creativity, your value as a person, your sex appeal, every time you have a negative thought about yourself, I challenge you to think about the pink pygmies hiding behind the rocks and bushes, shooting poison darts at you, because any negative thought you have about yourself is no more valid a hallucination than the pink pygmies. Take a breath. Put your hand over your heart space and repeat after me. Sweetheart, Timmy, you're in pain. Take a breath. We'll look at what's going on, and then we'll decide what to do. But you're really not a schmuck. There really aren't any pink pygmies hiding behind every bush and rock. There's nothing truly negative about you. And this is just an energy that will pass. And you can return the focus of your conscious awareness to your true nature as love. You can initiate in this moment loving thoughts, positive mind energy, and sow the seeds for a more loving, peaceful, joyous, and creative tomorrow. You're creating your tomorrow in this moment with the choice of your thoughts. So, sweetheart, take a breath. You're in pain. We'll take a breath or two. We'll look at what's going on. And then we'll decide what to do. That's my challenge to all those listening. Just in case there's anybody listening that's ever had a negative thought about themselves. Questions, comments, thoughts, Michelle, or anybody else?
Yeah, my hand's on my heart, and Shelly's breathing. That is very powerful. Back to the video you mentioned about Dale. Did you purchase that online, or was that something that you downloaded from YouTube?
The one that I showed last week is one that I have purchased. It's called The Word. And it's about an hour. It's highly produced. But he has a 45-minute video on YouTube that I highly recommend that anybody with a YouTube account can check into and listen to. And one of the options for tonight is that I actually try to get that hooked up on the big screen. And it's one of the more powerful talks he's had. He gets better over time. But there are 20 and 25 and 45-minute talks on YouTube that are just wonderful on Dale's channel.
I have a hotspot on my phone, so I was thinking about bringing my laptop, and then that became the next challenge. How do you get it to the big screen? Because I'm definitely going to recommend for our group tonight the Course in Miracle New Beginning DVD as our next step.
Well, that's a very rich. rich and full lecture, even though the essence of it is very focused on how do you have the kind of day you want, and just lots of little tricks to help you undo the mental sabotage that prevents you from having the kind of day you would like to have.
No, it's definitely a choice. I sometimes find myself initiating with strangers, cashiers, and bank tellers and such like that to practice, maybe in a non-threatening way, generating like a lot of fun while we're doing our routine business. And it's interesting how, you know, I really do make or break the relationship in that now moment by consciously applying myself or not. Like when you were saying, believe it or not, I was like, what if we just believed it?
Yep, it is a choice. So that's the challenge, to try and just believe it. So, Michelle, if you will shoot me an email, I'm pretty sure you have my email address.
Yes.
I will reply and send you the link to that 45-minute Dale Allen Hoffman video that I recommend so highly.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to invest in buying the word and then have it for myself and then have it for our group to use in the future.
And anybody who's interested in tracking that down, it's on Dale Allen Hoffman's YouTube channel. It's from his talk on Sunday, May 26th of this year, 2013, at the Spiritual Living Center of Atlanta. And there are quite a few good ones on there, but that's one of my favorites of his so far.
We've got 3 minutes left, so not sure if anybody wants to make a last-minute call-in or get ready here to wrap up the day.
Well, we're ready whenever we need to wrap up today. And we have a couple minutes if somebody wants to call in and highlight something. But we will invite you to come back tomorrow. We have the hope that Michael and Jeannie will be able to join us one of these days soon and fill us with some stories of their travels and the wonderful people that we're sure they're meeting and some of the ideas that are getting stimulated from them. And we will be back again tomorrow to share some of the stories from our two support groups, one in Michigan and one in Illinois. And you never know when there's going to be a powerful worksheet shared or something critical that pops up in one of the videos that even though we've watched it 20 or 30 or 40 times, this time it strikes us in a whole new way and gives us a new insight, a new inspiration. And we would love to be able to share that with you tomorrow. And we have about 90 seconds left before the end of the show, so please feel free to come back tomorrow, spread the word, bring a friend, tap into the chat room and type your questions or call us at 646-200-4169. It's an honor to be here with you, and we look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Have the best year yet of your eternal life.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com.